Today's between Master and Disciples, the purpose of human life, will be presented in Chinese and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Odyssey of Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czechoslovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Hong Kong 由260个美丽的岛聚组成，这个地名源自香港岛上的石牌湾，翻译过来就是芳香的港口。灵感来自于在石牌湾交易的芳香木料和芬香。香港亦以它的演艺事业闻名于世，尤其武术最令人称道。有好几位在荷里活家传户晓的演员都是出身自香港的电影圈的，例如李小龙、周润发、成龙、杨紫琼、李连杰和张国荣。另外值得一提的就是世界上最高的摩天大楼，香港就有四座。而在不久前2006年的11月，来自香港的张平路博士荣获故事和平奖，要表彰他在医药和学术方面的杰出贡献。香港民众拥有高度的宗教自由，并有宪法条文来保障这份权利的。香港人的信仰包括佛教、基督教、道教、犹太教和锡克教，同时亦有好多人收集观音法门。由于这些真理追寻者诚心的邀请，青海无上师曾多次造访香港，分享他的智慧和见解，让大众更开悟，更了解上帝的天国。现在邀请你聆听青海无上师对我们世界会会员所做的开示，主题是人生的目的。1992年2月20日讲于香港。
The frequency of Maya, it takes care because there are different people here for different governor. Just like normally everyone is a citizen of Hong Kong or of England, but then some people committed some deeds against the law, so they have to be put into prison. So when they are in the prison, they're still the citizens of that nation.But they are under the supervision of a prison manager, which is a harsher law and a harsher environment. And even the president cannot interfere with his so-called prisoner citizens. Even though it's still under his care, but they are in different category. The citizens of this world are also in different category.You were also prisoners in the same category. But then you have been better, you show yourself well behaved, and then you wanted to be free, and that your crime was not that great, and you have appealed to the Supreme Court for amnesty. And now you are under intergalaxy amnesty. And you are waiting for the bureaucratic protocol to be completed, to be straightened out, and then you can come out. And other people will not come out for a long time, or maybe later, shorter time. Therefore, I cannot interfere with the work of the prison manager. He has to do his work. If the president interfere, thinking that prisoners are also his citizens,and he let loose other criminals, what do you think the society will become? Will the president do the society any good? No. even though he loves the prisoner as his other citizens, no discrimination, but he has to keep them there. It doesn't matter how the manager treat them, not very good, he still has to bear it, even though he suffer with them. But he knows it's for their own good and for the good of the society. Similarly, any master would not interfere with the work of the king of this world, even though he suffer with the suffering of his so-called children or souls or brothers and sisters. But these people are not yet ready to be back in the kingdom of God. They will have no yearning, and they will spoil the kingdom of God should they get there. They would want cocaine, they would want meat and all kind of things, instead of wanting to have peace and meditation. They are not suitable for the worlds above.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increased leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Harmful effects. Brain damage. Stroke. Heart disease. Liver disease. Tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence. Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the US, 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the U.S. committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period. Social costs. U.S. businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for healthcare, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users. Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production. Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities. Plus more.
Therefore, it doesn't matter how much the master loves the whole world, he cannot set free the whole world. It is the prison. The prisoner belongs there, except when they change their way of behavior and appealing for help and change completely and try to be a better person, suitable for the society at large. Yeah. So now, even though you understand, this world also belongs to the care of the Almighty and His representative, but still, law has to be respected and order must be kept to preserve the whole cosmos. But that doesn't make me feel any better to know and not being able to help them to realize the cause of their suffering. Even though they do realize, they don't want to accept it and they don't want to change. I feel bad as a human being, but I understand as a practitioner the law of karma and of the universe. But I sympathize and suffer with them as a human, with all human emotion. Therefore, it's difficult to be a master. You cannot to be human, because if you don't have human emotion, you cannot interrelate with human beings. You will not be able to understand them and help them to get out of that. Therefore, you must have human emotion, but then you must be above human emotion at the same time. And it's difficult. Just like you have pain in your back, and then at the same time you must say you don't have it. And you must not feel the pain, because you're above pain. You're supposed to be above pain and suffering. Yeah, it's not easy.
Krishna was one of the masters of ancient time. He was very famous, and still very famous now. And when he was young, he was very naughty. Everybody knows, sometimes his dog eat and he ate. And then his nurse mother approached him and said, "Why you stole my butter?" He was smeared all over the place, but he said, "No, I haven't eaten anything." He was a very beautiful child, like every child. When we read something like that, we feel very comforted that the master wasn't perfect from birth, and very naughty also, like every of us. So like that, we have hope that we will one day, with all our naughtiness and haughtiness, we might also become enlightened and reach the peak of enlightenment like Krishna. That's why the Indian people love Krishna's story so much, because he's so naughty, he's so human, he's so ordinary, and he's so lovable. He's not something so high and so shining that everyone cannot reach or fear or keep distant. But he was everything of us and more. And he has everything that we have, so that we feel secure that he is one of us and we can reach what he has that we do not reach yet. He has more to offer. He has what we have, so that we feel comforted. And he has more, so that we aspire to reach what he has reached. Supposedly, Krishna was God incarnate. Yeah. And he might have been. He must have. But what he talk about in the Gita is what the master will talk about. Every master should talk the same, so similar to the Gita. Worship me and devote to me, and then you will reach the highest. It doesn't mean that he's the person of that Krishna in the body, but he means the higher self, the one that is one with God, Krishna, the God self. Therefore, the me is always capitalized. And when Krishna was alive, he was supposed to have done many miracles. All miracles tend to happen around him, not that he did anything on purpose. Postmasters are this way. They don't do things on purpose. Things just happen by arrangement through their super conscious. And the master might not even aware of it. He cannot to be aware of these tribal things, because this is not the main
point.
It's not the purpose of the master coming to earth. The purpose of a master to come to any planet is to teach people the way of truth, how to know their greatness, how to realize that they are God itself, that they are one with God, that they are very special being, not just a body. And anything happens around the master, it's bound to happen, because the master is imbued with all kind of miracles, all kind of goodness, all kind of blessing, and all kind of incredible supernatural quality. And things always happen around the master, or to whomever in connection with the master, without the master having to lift a finger, or to raise a voice, or to even produce a thought in the mind. Yes. But most people tend to misunderstand, thinking that the master would do miracles on purpose and things like that. Not when it's not necessary. Many people would make a lot of fuss and make more myths about the master. Actually, the master should be very lively, lovable, and just ordinary person. And things will happen around him, and also with the disciples. And only the disciples know. If they want to show it to other people, it's not possible. That's why the path of the master is inner path. Don't say it's a secret doctrine. It is only the names that left over from a true spiritual heritage from a real master when he was or she was. After that, they call it secret doctrine, they call it the inner path, or the path of the saint, the path of the master, and all kind of things. But if without a master, no secret doctrine can ever be revealed. No path of the master can be achieved, or can be known, can be understood. Any path at all without a master has no path. It's only a map, and nobody walk on it. So the master is the one who came and show you how to walk the map, how to use the map to find the treasure that we always want to find. Without the master, the treasure will always remain hidden, even if we have the map. Yes. Because even, you know, to any kind of treasure, the road is full of danger, full of tricks and traps to harm those seekers. Therefore, the master should be there to protect him, even though he has the map. Yes, because he doesn't know the way. So nobody is like that. Krishna was one of these masters. That's why he was worshipped, loved by thousands when he was alive, especially the girls, because he's supposed to be very beautiful, very handsome. They call him a handsome black heartbreaker. So actually, the master is not really physically beautiful. It might not be, but people are so attracted. They cannot help just to love the master. So they just call him by all different names, the almighty, the most beautiful, and the beloved, and the miraculous one, the world-honored one, the best one, the one and only, the everything. Love makes blind, you know. Therefore, we heard all of the names attributed to the master, which the master don't even dream about. But people just express their love through their language. Yeah. So Krishna is supposed to be a heartbreaker. the woman chaman, you know, he charmed thousands of them. And even in the middle of the night, when they heard that he's somewhere, they forgot to put on their makeup, and instead of mascara, they put it here, they put it there, maybe like that. And the trousers were up down, and the skirt, and the shirt down there, and they will run with hair and kim and all kind of things. They run so excited to see the master. Actually, it's all his spiritual affection. And they say he has 16,000 wives and all that.
Yeah. So they're disciples.
Yeah, they're disciples, yes. And there are many similar stories to Krishna.
感谢你今日收睇《师徒之间》节目，青海无上师的开示《人生的目的》完结篇。焦点新闻之后，无上师电视台的下一个节目是《动物世界我们的邻居》。愿你的生活时时充满上天的加持。再见。Thank you for being with us today for the conclusion of Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture, The Purpose of Human Life.On Between Master and Disciples. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. We wish you heaven blessings in every aspect of your life.